All right. Well, Kufar Akbar, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Cross and the Crescent Discussion Group. I see people are just coming in here right at the nick of time today. You guys have perfect timing. Evidently, you have real lives to live other than sitting waiting in the waiting room here to get on the show. But I appreciate you all coming anyway. We are here every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Kufar Phobia. Okay, you're going to have to do something with that. Okay, everybody look right below me. Okay, that is something. I can't handle that. That's just weird. Anyway, oh, man, that is something else. Okay, what was I saying? We're here every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, except this Tuesday. This capper is traveling to Kafiristan West to see the Papa Kaffir. He's kind of a limited mobility type guy, so I'm going to go out there and take care of a couple honeydews off his gig list for him and visit with him for a week. So if any of y'all want to step up and do a show Tuesday, you can let me know and we can coordinate after the show and send you the info and how to get on the live stream, and I'll build everything. If you want to do it. If not, we can just go ahead and take this Tuesday off. Charles Martel. You know, I really like that name. Charles Martel is in chat. You don't know who Charles Martel is, guys. He's the one that stopped the Islamic invasion in, what would that have been, 732? Was it 732? Something like that, in Tours, France. And Charles the Martel. Yeah, he was the grandfather. I didn't realize this until he was the grandfather of Charlemagne. And I didn't realize that until I started teaching it. And then it's like, oh, well, you learn something new every day. Okay, I see. Is Dominic is back from the dead. Dominic has been gone for a couple weeks, and we appreciate you coming this week, sir. I was thinking about you. You feeling healthy? You're looking good. What do you mean for a few weeks? You're only supposed to have it for 5 days. It's supposed to stop. Yeah, it just saps the life right out. I mean, it just sucks the life right out of you. I mean, it just, you feel tired all the time. And then, I know. Okay, and I've been taking Tylenol because I had it. So there you go. I mean, take the vitamin, guys. Don't get it. You don't. Dominic's right. You don't want this thing. It's not any fun. All right. There's a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Today we're going to be talking about why are Muslims today more moral than Muhammad? And we're going to get to that here in just a little bit because I got a whole laundry list of things that. And if you guys could think of something that you want to bring up, that's fine also. We just don't have to stick to my list. I wanted to touch on a couple things. Yes, likes. I'm even making myself this note. Like, subscribe, and hit the alert button for the channel. I've been trying to make sure I say that earlier. I've got the bell icon. Click on that thing, and then you'll get notices when I build the show. I usually build the show a day or two earlier just to let you know when it's going to be and what the topic's going to be. And if you want to come by and participate, send me an email and I'll send you the StreamYard link and you'll be righteous and we can have a great conversation. Let's see here. I got a strike this week on YouTube, or at least Rad told me that I didn't get a strike. But evidently last week on the show we were talking to, was it the show we were talking to Dula? About the Hebrew Israelite guy. Okay, and then you played funky white boy. Funky, right? Okay, So evidently, YouTube sent me a strike saying you can't. That's a copyright thing. But okay, that so every you guys, okay. This is when you get something like that, you're like, oh my gosh. Right, it's a copyright thing. Okay, it's a copyright thing. So I'm thinking I'm getting Kenny Bomerd here. Or no, I should say not Kenny. Who was the guy that did that? Who's the guy that? No. Who was the guy that got his channel shut down? What was that guy's name? We had him on the show. Beholder Guard. There you go. Beholder Guarded. I was thinking I got Beholder Guarded by Kenny. But at least we know that he's watching the show. That's always good. He's spending a little too much time on Speaker's Corner antagonizing Hatoon. Yeah, I know. The guy has no sense of, I don't know. You know, you just feel icky when you interact with people like that. You don't want to, I don't know. I'm not extending any invitations. If he wants to come, he can come. I don't care. But, you know, okay. It didn't say. It just said that I had a copyright. Yeah, it just said I had a, right. Okay. What? Well, I don't even know how to challenge it. All right, so I'm not going to worry about it then. I'm not going to worry about it then. Okay. Okay. No, go ahead. Finish your thought, Issa. I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt. Okay.
I got a message from Dula after the show. Dula.
It says, I answered the questions, maybe not the answer y'all wanted, but I was bringing out characteristics. You guys was very disrespectful, and there's a ton more, and not so-called white people has no melanin. And when I finally had enough was when we were going through that passage in Acts 9, where one of the people is described there as being black, Simeon, the what is the word they use? Yeah, and just one of the guys is described as black, so therefore all of them had to be black because one of them, they don't know what a comma is, so reading comprehension is not one of their strengths. Second thing is that when you said that Greece, Italy, and Spain were all formerly black countries, that they had black people in them. And what else did he say? White people have no melanin. He kept making, the whole thing is racialized. This is the thing. This is racializing religion. Yeah. Right. Yeah, because look at the back of my hand. The back of my hand is lighter than my face, so you can see the blood in my face. Yeah. Allowed him to talk more than just about anybody else on the show, and purposely, because I believe that the more we allow these people to talk, the hole that they dig for themselves, and that's, you know, and he did, and I, you know, I inadvertently might have upset a couple of you because I kept telling you to shut your mouths, let him talk, and I apologize for that, but I honestly wanted to hear him get to his point, and I kept asking him, I'm like, dude, what evidence do we have for the Caucasian people that, sorry, Paul, the white people that are in Europe, immigrating from a Semitic territory, Israel or some place in the Middle East, immigrating to that location where, I mean, from the time of Esau, which would have been about 1800 BC, where do we have this evidence? Notice, he never got around to providing any type of evidence. The only thing he did was he's scripture twisting is what I call it. He's twisting the scripture in order to accommodate his heretical theory, his cult. And again, this is what is very dangerous about these people, as what Rad mentioned, is some of them will turn to violence to try to push their beliefs onto somebody else or punish somebody else that they believe are deserving of it using their heretical beliefs once again. And the dishonesty, I can't, you know, to that level of dishonesty where we get, especially when we got to Acts chapter 13, I couldn't take it. I was just like, okay, we're done with the conversation's over. If you're not even going to be honest about this, then there's no sense of giving you any more airtime. And plus, nobody really cares. To be honest about it, nobody really cares about that. Go ahead. I really don't care where it comes from. To be honest, I understand that, you know, you have to have a root cause and you have to have motivation.